Welcome back to the podcast. Ow.
Hi.
Hello. How is everyone?
Everyone is good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy Festivus.
And many more. What?
Festivus.
What is that?
It's the Christmas holiday made up by George Costanza's dad on Seinfeld.
Does it have to do with Christmas, Adam?
I never heard of Christmas, Cause Adam.
Because that is another made up Christmas holiday.
Yeah, because Adam came before Eve.
For those of you who are not aware, apparently Christmas Adam, said by two different people that one we know, one we don't know.
They on said, Instagram, unrelated.
Yeah, exactly. They said that Christmas Adam is the day before Christmas Eve, so December 22nd, no, 23rd.
Yeah.
Is Christmas Adam, and it's like a thing.
Yeah.
They went to church on Christmas Adam.
That's some altered universe there.
For our listeners, if you hear a peanut gallery in the back, it's our biggest fan and our biggest roadie, although he didn't do any of this setup.
And he's only listened to four of our podcasts out of 55.
Some fan. Some roadie. Well, maybe it's like, you know, when you're with the star, you don't really watch their movies and it's just too much.
Yeah. He hears the banter all the time.
Lucky.
Yes.
So lucky. Well, should we start off with Christmas?
Do we have anything? No, we didn't. We haven't talked to our peeps since the beginning of December.
Well, we did all the Christmas activities.
Did we talk about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because we did this on December 3rd was our last one.
Okay, so we talked about going to the ice.
Yeah.
And the botanical gardens.
Yeah. Well,
no, we went to the Arboretum. In case you forgot.
Yeah, we told them.
Okay.
I think.
Well, so yeah.
Well, everybody's caught up. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
We went to a beautiful wedding.
I went to two weddings.
Yeah, one was beautiful.
Yes. We went to the most expensive wedding, lavish wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I've ever
it
been
had
to
be high dollar.
It may be our favorite only listener's wedding, but really set the standards high for my wedding.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
But on the topic of wedding,
I had to keep saying don't get any ideas.
On the topic of wedding, not that I'm engaged.
Are you dating?
No.
Okay.
The Bachelor starts on Monday.
Yahoo!
That is the sign of a new year.
Yes. We can't have a new year without a Bachelor.
I know.
When did they start doing it on January 1? I know it was
January.
January was...
That was the only one I didn't watch.
Very obvious. Before that, maybe not.
I think that's the only one I've ever watched. I mean, that's the only one I've never watched.
That's when it started.
Never.
On January.
The only one I ever didn't watch was one.
I didn't watch Becca.
Who's Becca?
The one that...
With Ari?
Ari dumped.
Oh.
No. Yes. Ari dumped her. And I watched Ari's season. But then when Becca was the Bachelorette, I did not watch. Because I couldn't stand her. Did you?
Yeah, she kept saying,
let's do this.
Is that what she said?
Let's do this.
No, yes. That's not it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. She was saying, because I would say, let's do this. Let's do the damn thing.
Oh.
That's
close.
What it was.
Close.
I would say, let's do this. I would never say, let's do the damn thing.
Yeah, that's why I quit watching.
Yeah, like she was so edgy. Where is she now? She doesn't even have a podcast.
She's still with that guy, though, that she chose. I saw him on Instagram.
I don't even know who she chose.
Must be true. He was kind of the airhead pretty boy.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're all looking for, aren't we?
Better than Ari.
Ugh. Ari's the one, he's with Lauren still, and they have that, God bless.
Cute little thing.
No. The ugliest baby in the whole world.
I hate to say.
And her name is Alessi.
But it's like, they don't even, you know, if you have a baby that, you have to know your baby's not pretty or cute. Try to dress them in a cute outfit. They dress her like in a beige onesie all the time.
Well,
with no headband. I mean, she's a girl.
Lauren's cute.
Yeah.
She has to know that it looks like Ari. And she's like, damn.
But you could still, you know, you could do more with the outfits. A beige onesie? I mean.
True.
Poor little bald-headed girl that looks like possum face Ari.
She had no chance. And Ari's, I think he's okay looking for a man.
I bet he looked just like that as a baby, though.
I know.
He's got that pointy face.
But he's a boy.
Yeah.
It's a cruel world out there, y'all.
Maybe the baby's identifying as a boy. That's why it's wearing a...
No, it's Alessi.
Beige onesie.
It's Alessi. Did you know you can identify as a fox now? They call them foxies.
I did hear that.
I heard
that
on
is, that
Heather
was
McDonald's
serious.
Podcast.
I know.
I know.
People are insane.
I know.
Have they always been this insane? I don't think so.
I don't know.
So.
You've been alive longer than me.
I sound like a legit old person, but...
Back in my day, we never had any foxies.
We had no people thought they were foxes.
Well, it all comes back to hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men.
But foxes?
Those are not my lines. That's not my lines. I got
I
that from
it.
Someone
That's
else.
That's so true.
It's true.
You got
We're in the good
stuff
times.
To worry about. You don't worry about being a fox. You worry about getting your next meal.
Exactly.
Maybe you gotta hunt.
You're like, back in my day, I had to walk uphill both ways to school, boy.
Snow.
I didn't want no tail on me when I was walking up to school.
And a lot of snow in South Louisiana. And a lot of hills.
Yeah. Well, so it's the new year. Should
new
we talk about
year.
New Year's resolutions?
Oh.
I think
I
it's
have
a
some.
Great thing. I love listening to New Year's resolutions. I just start adding to mine. Every time I hear one.
You need to copy other people's?
No, I just want to put that on mine, too. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, too. Although I'm not doing yours because I don't want to read.
Yeah, I, my good friend, she might listen to my podcast.
Don't name them.
I won't, but I'm saying. She is an avid reader and read 70 books last year. That's like.
I've never read 70
way
books
more than
life.
One a week. And so. That is not my New Year's resolution. I am just striving to read one a month. So that'd be 12 books. That probably sounds lame when you say it out loud, but...
I think you could do it.
But when we talked about it at the gym, there were so many people that are like, I don't think I ever read a book in my life.
Yeah.
I
well,
mean,
I've
read
scary.
A book in my
life. I read all the Twilight books. Thank you very much.
I mean, grown people. I've never read a book in my life.
I listened to Girl Wash Your Face, and I also listened to Gary Vee's book, Crushing It.
Does an audio book count as reading a book?
I don't know. Peanut Gallery? Does an audio book count as reading a book?
Oh.
Peanut Gallery says
good.
Yes.
I
good.
Need to get some audio, because I'm in my car a lot.
Yeah. But there's something about when it's, well, I've actually, I listened to when I was driving to Corpus when I lived there. I listened to that British girl book.
What was it?
Yeah, she had lost her phone.
Her name was like Pippa.
Yeah, she had lost her phone in the garbage.
Yeah,
and like some guy found it.
What I was gonna say is, I like listening to audiobooks when it's not when it's like a, not a novel, but I did listen to that one.
So like you a like story. An audiobook when it's nonfiction,
like self help or
yeah.
like
nonfiction.
Yeah, like a it's like a podcast, basically
like a documentary. Or
yeah,
yeah.
But I did listen to that. It was a novel. And I never knew what happened because
I
never finished.
I listened
finished.
To a book when I went to visit you in Corpus, and I don't remember the name of it. And it was so interesting. And the whole book and developing of the characters in this little town and the people. And then at the end, everybody got killed because a plane crashed in the town square when they were having a Christmas festival.
Damn.
That was the end.
Damn.
I was like, oh, my gosh. They all died.
That is rude.
I know. Like I was enjoying such a great little story about this town at Christmas. I didn't even have a clue that's what's gonna happen.
Jeez. Okay, so you're gonna
so
read a book.
I'm gonna read. Like everybody else, I want to lose some weight, but I need to because
of my health issues, and I need to lose 8 pounds. I know that sounds like a random number, but that's my number.
Well, that's cute. That's quaint.
Just a little 8 pounds.
Quaint.
Yeah, it seems very doable. Like, I could just.
Your goal should be to maintain 8 pounds lost.
Well, I can, because it's taken me like 5 years to gain it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because if I lose 8, I'm back to where I was when I was healthy for my diabetes. So that's where my goal is.
That's
what
like
I'm shooting
goal.
For.
That sounds like great.
And then I'll take 5 more years to gain 8 back.
Do you have any things? I heard on a podcast, it was like what you want to do, what you want to learn, and what you want to keep doing. Do you have anything you want to keep doing or learn?
Yes, I want to keep working out every day in our group training. Very addictive to me. I don't think I ever thought I would say I was addicted to working out in a gym, because I always hate that. So that's good. So I want to keep doing that.
Perfect. Well, did you like
what about you?
My New Year's resolution is I've always loved working out, so that's never gonna be probably an issue for me. So I'm gonna keep working out. I would like to get my strength back. As some of you may know, I broke my arm. So when I am cleared to lift weights, I already have in my mind, it's not going to be, I keep thinking like, oh, as soon as I'm cleared on January 7th, I'm just going to go back to working out.
No.
That's definitely not going to be the case.
Can't.
So I'm already mentally preparing myself that it's going to be a little bit of a progress to get to that. So that's my goal, is to get back to my strength. I was doing certain things that I want to get back to. My other New Year's resolution is to be able to have more control on my eating when I go out places, so that I don't have to like sequester. Is that the word?
That's what jurors do.
Oh, so I don't have to stay in my house. I want to be able to go places and not feel like I am.
You can't be sequestered to your house if the judge makes you
feel like I could go places and still.
Enjoy your life without overindulging.
Exactly.
And it's called self-control.
Yeah. I'm going to learn to do that. And then I have one more, and it's going to be for my business and my vlog. And I just want to progress. I don't really have a specific goal. Just try and
grow.
Hit the ground running, nose down. So
don't stop.
Another day, another chance.
Yay.
So, that's my New Year's restitutions. any other ones?
No.
Well, some people we had at the gym, if you're looking for some New Year's resolutions, mentioned a lady that's our friend. She chooses a word every year and tries to incorporate that word into all aspects of her life.
That's so cool.
And I loved it, because I was like, that...
It
is
it
a little more broad, though. When you're trying to hit a goal, you should have a concrete goal.
It should be more specific.
Yeah.
But
I did like it as an overall, like, aura. I'm very much into that, like, vibe.
Yeah.
And hers was simplicity. So she was going to do simplicity in her diet. She was doing Whole30.
Yeah.
And then she was going to do, like, I don't remember what her other thing was. Like, in work, maybe, in all things, she was going to try and just be
simplicity. Simple. Yeah. I think if I were to pick a word, my word would be patience.
Oh, you don't think you're patient?
No.
That's nice.
You think I'm patient?
But how are you going to put patient into your diet?
That's different.
Well, but that's
how I'm patient for my diet.
But that's how I liked how hers was like, it could go in all these different avenues, is what she was like saying.
I could be patient in my diet in that, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to think. I'll get back to you.
I kind of like the idea of, like, the reason I like this is because it's kind of like whenever I was teaching dance in high school for competitions and stuff, or, like, dances, I would tell them the dance has, like, a word or a vibe.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think I like it, but... I kind of like the kind of probably along your same word is like breath.
Yeah.
Like breath and everything. You can't really put breath in food, but Kind of. Like, when I'm at a restaurant, it's not like
yes,
you
patience.
Have to eat a whole pound of chips. Just take
yes.
a breath, have
yes.
a couple chips.
Relax.
Or in work, when you feel like you're trying to do this, just breathe.
Patience breath. As opposed to stress and worry.
That's fabulous.
I think so.
I love it.
We're so zen.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year. I do want to, I mean, the shows have been just off the grid because of the holidays.
Well,
but
there's still
I want to talk
reunions.
About, yeah, I want to talk about them.
Okay.
Should we talk about Below Deck?
Yeah, Below Deck is getting crazy.
I think I should be a second stew to Kate.
I think you should be the chief.
Well, but I have to learn 1 year first.
You have to train, yeah. Yeah. You could be the second, because the second doesn't have to iron, because that's not your thing. I cannot see you ironing.
I'm not staying in the galley and ironing. It's like a
you
closet.
Mean the dungeon, it's ironing like and doing the laundry.
But if you haven't been watching Below Deck, there's been, I think this has been the best season so far.
I think it's been, yeah, it's been very real. It's not, or deep. It's not just been all this surface arguing like
yeah.
they usually do.
Yeah. I or like hooking up, really.
Yeah.
Hasn't been much hooking up, but.
Well. Except for Tanner
and
what's
Sims.
Her name?
He calls her Sims.
Ugh.
Yeah, so last week, well, in the past couple of weeks, I guess, since we haven't done this, Kate and Ashton have had words back and forth. She got mad at one point, she got mad at the second deckhand because she called him a yachty, and he said, "You're a bitch."
Yeah, that was, they never even mentioned that.
Well, I think yachty, I guess, can
it's
have
like
a negative.
A derogatory
but
comment?
She really, I don't think, meant it derogatory. Like, I think it's like saying you're preppy or you're
yeah.
such a frat boy. It's like it could be negative, but like if you're a frat boy and you like frats kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like she was saying, she's a yachty and he's
yeah.
a yachty. But he was like, I don't like that because it's like you don't work. You're just there to like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird because that doesn't seem like his personality.
Yeah. And then she said, well, I think you're a yachty. And he said, I think you're a bitch.
Yeah. That was like.
Yeah.
And even.
His girlfriend.
Courtney said, what was his name?
Brian.
Name? Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he got mad at her because she didn't take his side.
Yeah.
She's not going to take his side.
They're not married.
She's not going to take his side anyway. She's you.
Rude. No, she is not me. She went on that date and was like, I'm
no,
just so
not
grumpy.
That. I'm just saying, she's like, okay, well, he's got all the tattoos and the body. Mm. You know, he needs to have a personality.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. She
yeah.
just seems so whiny.
Yeah, you're not whiny, but she was like, that just threw me off. She was just like, yeah, he likes me. We'll see.
Yeah.
Like, just very, like, she's not the one to be like, ah, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Like,
that is true.
You know.
He is cute.
Yeah. And she'd rather be drinking the drinks than serving the drinks.
Yeah. She's a yachty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was what happened, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks
yeah.
ago. And then this previous week, they were all drunk again. That's when all the drama
happens.
That's
the problem, is they're drinking too much.
Well, but they make them drink. What else will we be watching on the show when that little boy comes on in the life vest and says, I'm bleeding? So we have to have something. And so.
Or when the 55-year-olds want to see the captain in no shirt.
Yeah, for real.
That was gross. Ooh, Captain, you look good.
Yeah. Yeah, so they went out and they were all drinking again. And Ashton was kind of razzing Tanner for his mom, who's from Wisconsin or something.
Yeah,
says, oh, Tanner, are you doing right or whatever? And so they were making fun of Tanner's mom. And Kate said, well, what about your mom, Ashton? And evidently that really
struck a nerve.
And he almost beat her up in the car.
Yeah, it was really it was intense.
Yeah, and the chef was like, oi, oi, oi. I'm like, why does he keep saying oi? Oi.
So, yeah, it was very intense, and Kate left the ship. And
yeah, don't follow me. Don't follow me.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, it makes it so much better when you're following the people on Twitter. as the show airs. So Kate was commenting. Captain was commenting. Does Ashton have a Twitter? Because I haven't seen Ashton.
I don't know. I tweeted him. He didn't tweet me back.
Oh. Maybe he wasn't drunk.
I tweeted him. Actually, I tweeted him after I listened to Colin's podcast.
Oh, you listened to
it?
Yeah.
And, you know, he kind of said, like, I'm sorry. Yeah, it struck a nerve. I have a lot of issues.
I'm working on myself.
Yeah, I'm working on
myself.
And
the alcohol had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And I tweeted, I'm with you, Ashton. I really did. I had sympathy for him. I mean, I have no idea what would transpire if I was on a show where I was drinking every day and crazy people.
You would be awesome.
Especially if I have to go into a room and be like, so what do you think about this? I have a feeling I would be spilling some tea. It would not just
you
be.
You need to start applying to all the shows. I want to see you on a reality show. Maybe we should be on a reality show.
I just saw a new reality show on E. It's called I don't know, it's their last name. And he's an Italian medium. And I swore for the whole preview he was gay. And then the last scene it was like, and this is my girlfriend. And he's like all New Jersey.
Oh, I think I have seen
all,
that.
You know, like, bada bing, bada boom. And he's like flamboyant with the chains. So, long story short, if they could have a reality show. Kids
are here.
Yeah. They could have a reality show.
I think, hey, any producers out there, hook me, call me up.
I would love
to.
Drop
me
a message. Have our own business. We live in Texas. How many Texas shows are there? Not that many.
No.
We're
and the ones they have are the Stupid Housewives of
so
Dallas.
So that brings us to our next reunion. So we watched Dallas.
How about The Flask?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's very Plano.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's Plano. And I'm quoting someone on the show. I have nothing against people from Plano. they're sitting in the reunion and Brandy pulls out a flask.
So the biggest issue is Leanne, because Leanne's a racist. She's a user.
They didn't even get into the race thing yet.
I know. Next week I'm a Mexican.
No, you're Mexican.
You're such a big Mexican. That hurts my throat.
No, they were on her about her marriage, her
wedding. Her wedding was trash.
How she treated her mom, and she wanted her mom to feel bad.
Do they know that that's going to be like that, or they just sign, I'll just do whatever? Because all the questions obviously are baiting them for that. They didn't have any questions that said anything else. Like, do they know?
Stephanie, why did you take your husband to Medieval Times? I guess they did. But Leanne.
Why did they go to Medieval Times?
That was ridiculous. And they got in the car. And
did they eat without forks?
I don't know what they were eating.
That's the only thing I remember about Medieval Times, that they didn't give us silverware. And I remember being like,
what? You gotta slurp the broth? I don't know. But she signed up for that bad girl role. So
I know she did, but it's like, do they say,
there's
like, after production?
Show.
Yeah, after production, like, hey, Leanne, so it's you that's the villain, okay? So
I think she comes by it naturally, but I think they play it up, and she just, that's
her
role.
Well, like, on The Bachelor, when the Big Mouth girl was the mean girl, the villain.
She didn't know she was.
Yeah. But that was The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Leanne's been on this for six seasons.
This is like episode after episode for 6 years. This is like the third year they
said. She should have known when she said Mexican that she was going to be in trouble.
I mean, last year she was saying that the other, Carrie Duber's husband, was gay, and he would have men. He would have. What?
You keep moving the mic away from your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking with my hands. She said, you know, my bare hands. I mean, she's doing it. I mean,
we have a friend
relevant
that knows her.
Yeah. He says she's the nicest person in the world.
Well, maybe she's just acting.
I think it's acting, and I think they gave her that role, and she's taking it. She's a carny. Carny, after all.
Yeah, she was in the circus, and she cried about the elephants.
They've been broken. They've broken.
Yeah, she did say that. As a human, that is broken. They are broken.
And then Stephanie's like, oh, Leanne, I'm so sorry. And it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, but my favorite character is still Cam.
Oh, yes.
I love Cam.
I love Cam, too. But Cam's gotten in some little fights, too.
Well, she called Brandy trash.
Brandy is trash.
Brandy is trash. And you notice she didn't say, I'm sorry, you're not trash. She just said, I'm sorry, I called you trash.
And I'm sorry you were acting like trash. That doesn't mean you're trash.
Yeah. No, it does mean you're trash. I'm sorry I called you trash. I'm sorry I said it out loud, but you are trash. That's what she's thinking.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of with Cam. I'm not like, I'm not delicate. I grew up, you know, in you know, I've been around and I've heard the F word, but if somebody is going to be across the table from me and pointing at me and saying, go F yourself, I would take great offense to that. I would say,
you're trash.
You're trash. That's what I would say.
You're horrible. That's what you would say.
Yes. That's what I say.
Right. Right, peanut gallery. Horrible.
You're horrible.
Whoa. You're going to, sorry, subscribers.
flashback.
Prostitution whore.
I don't say that.
No. I do have some entertainment news. Is that all we need to talk about? The Beverly Hills? I mean,
no,
Dallas,
Beverly Hills is not on. Jersey's on, but you're not watching Jersey. I love
New
Jersey.
I've
New Jersey's getting really good.
I've been watching Hotlanta, though.
No, Atlanta's not good. Jersey, last night, Danielle pulled off Margaret's ponytail. And it said, to be continued. They're having a fight in a designer's clothing store. Jersey
Speaking
style.
Speaking of prostitution.
Jersey home. Style. Yes.
Have we ever been to New Jersey?
I went to Newark Airport.
But like when we go on the Red Bus tour in New York and we cross over the Brooklyn Bridge.
No, that's going to Brooklyn.
Oh. So we've never been to New Jersey?
No. Well, we've been to Newark. We've been to the airport. That's in New Jersey. But you cross the other bridge on the other side of New York or in the tunnel and you go to Manhattan.
I heard that getting to the airport in New York is the hardest thing to do.
Is that true?
Peanut Gallery? He said not really.
PG for short.
All right. Well, I have some hot topics to talk about.
Excellent.
Did you know that they took Friends off of Netflix and people are in an uproar?
Why?
I guess they're just trying to put new shows on there. I don't know.
Well, it plays every night on
Well, there's 10 seasons.
Nickelodeon. They can just watch it there.
Huh. They don't have cable.
Oh, see, that's what's wrong. Mm-hmm. People are getting rid of their cable, and then now they're at the mercy of the freaking Netflix.
That's terrifying.
I know.
This is a socialist move.
That's how they're... It's all leading the slaughter.
They're taking away our TV.
Taking away your TV choices. You have no choice because you got rid of your cable. Yep.
Oh, well, my cable is cheap in my rent, so.
Yeah, but just saying.
Wow, I'm scared. I don't want to talk about that. Justin Bieber released a new song for the first time in 4 years.
Oh, really?
Yep, and it's like number one on the charts.
Well, how's it go?
I don't know.
Is it good?
I haven't listened to it. It's called Yummy. Oh. It breaks the record as the fastest lead single by an A-list artist in history to drop from the top of the worldwide iTunes chart.
Where's Adele?
I don't know. She broke up with her husband.
She needs to come back.
It was on. It got to number two after 2 days.
That's insane. He was never that great.
All he sang was, baby, 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 ooh.
He thought he was Usher.
Yeah. In other news, I have bad news for Demi Lovato.
Again?
Yeah. Fez got engaged to someone else. His name is Wilmer Valdemala.
Yeah, he's Fez.
He is engaged to Amanda Pacheco.
That's why she's been so... depressed.
Oh, she's a model. Dang.
Yeah. Demi's fat and a drug addict.
No. Oh, yeah. She does the drug. I thought she had an eating disorder. Yeah.
She was in drugs because of him.
Did he do drugs
together. Yes.
Why do all the famous people do drugs? They have nothing else to do?
When strong people our men are strong men.
Weak men.
Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men.
It's good times create weak men. They've achieved it all.
Nothing else to do.
And
yeah.
Don't be famous, people.
Yeah.
Moving on to other shocking news. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden have a baby.
Who's Benji Madden?
Her husband.
Oh. When did they have a baby? She's
yesterday. Old. Yesterday.
Isn't she in her 40s?
That's what I'm saying. Baby Radix.
They named it Radix, or is it a Radix?
It's a daughter, Radix.
God, people are stupid. Can we talk about how people name their kids stupid things?
Yeah, like baby Alessi. I'm trying to find out how old she is. I'm scrolling, but I'm
Cameron
not trying.
Cameron Diaz is at least 40. 45. She's 40?
Oh, no. She's 47.
Yes, because
he's 40.
Yeah.
If I haven't heard of a geriatric pregnancy, surely she didn't birth it.
I never saw her pregnant or anything. No, that must have been big people news.
She must have found it.
That would have been TMZ stuff. She found it like Brandy found that little redhead baby that she's got.
Hmm. She tried to get another one.
Yeah, but it died.
Oh, I know.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's sad. Huh. Sorry, I'm still reading the topics. Did you know that Lizzie McGuire is
she's in a great show that I watch.
They're doing
a redo?
Yeah, like they did on Full House on Disney Plus.
Oh gosh. How's that going to work?
I have no idea.
Full House was terrible. Full House 2 or whatever it was called.
Oh, Fuller House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. Well, and then Aunt Becky had to go to jail.
She messed it all up.
I know. I wonder if she's still on it. I wonder if she's still on it.
I think they fired her from it. They fired her from Hallmark. She was in the Hallmark movies.
Wow. Another fun fact. Mariah Carey makes history with the number one hit in 4 separate decades. All I want for Christmas is you.
That's amazing.
What was that? I guess the 4 decades. When did it come out? 80s, 90s, 2010?
Well, we're just in 2020 right now.
So 2000 to 2010, 2010 to now, to 20. Hello?
Yeah.
That's 4 decades.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That was a stroke of luck.
Yeah.
Anybody could have had that song. I know she didn't write it. They gave it to her.
How did she used to be able to sing and she can't sing anymore? Does anybody know that?
I don't know.
Because she can't.
She got too fat.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. Usually fat people sing good.
Yeah, like Adele.
We got a lot of strength. Aretha Franklin. Jennifer Hudson. Can belt it out.
They came out with the Coachella lineup. Have you heard?
I have not.
Well, Billie Eilish was not on it, so... I'm not going.
I didn't get the memo.
That's it. I'm not going. Calvin Harris is on it, though.
Never heard of him.
Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. I just can't think of his song right now. Yep, that's pretty much it. Lana Del Rey. Travis Scott, that's Kylie Jenner's baby daddy. Lana Del Rey is what I was listening to when I got in my car wreck. I'll never forget.
Oh, we can't go see that.
No, I was trying to hear her new song.
Huh. You're still trying to recover.
I know. Thanks a lot, Lana Del Rey. I think I had something else to talk about. I'm drawing a blank. Are you?
I have no words.
No words?
No.
Wait, I just thought I was just going to say something while I was scrolling. Oh, on Project Runway, have you been watching?
No.
Well, evidently this week, one of the contestants really offended Carly Kosh because she's married to one of the Kushners.
Yeah.
I'm still not really understanding the dig, I guess, because I'm still not understanding. I don't know. But
well, it's obviously a horrible thing to have any kind of relation or... association with Donald Trump. So Kushner is Donald Trump's son-in-law.
Yeah, but she's married to him.
Well, that's still an association. I mean, association by marriage.
I guess that's why it was offensive?
Yeah.
Because he said it?
Yeah, because he's like, what was his comment?
So they're supposed to be making an outfit for her for Paris week or fashion week in Paris or something. And she said, I can't see myself wearing this to Paris. It's not fancy enough or whatever. And he said, even to dinner, or I could never see myself wearing this.
Yeah.
And he said, even to dinner with the Kushners.
Yeah.
I don't understand. That's her. If that's her family, why would she be offended? Because he was trying to make it offensive?
Yeah. Definitely. Because it's like, it's like, I can't explain it, but it's, I mean, to put it in a different way, but it's like, it's an associate of Donald Trump, and it's like, you have a lot of, you know, you can't wear my clothes, you know.
I'm not following.
Okay.
But it's all over Twitter as well, so.
Yeah.
They probably needed some press because I don't know if anybody's actually watching.
Yeah, because last season, it was hard to watch. The shows are too long.
And I really
they're
don't.
Like an hour and a half.
And I don't care about how they're sewing.
No, I mean.
Or measuring.
I prefer the concepts, you know, the ideas. And then you see the fabrics and just a little bit of the in the workroom. But I don't need to see all of that. And it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah. And then Christian has to come in and say, I really think you should make this longer.
Yeah. Make it work.
I really think you should make this shorter.
Yeah. I think they need to. It's kind of like when you're watching Chip and JoJo and he starts breaking down a house and they have to fix the air conditioning ducts.
And then he has to eat the cockroaches.
Who gives a flip about the air conditioning ducts? I mean.
Is it true that Shannon Bedore's daughter is going to Baylor?
Yes, I saw it on her Instagram.
You think she's just going there so she can maybe meet Chip and JoJo? Because there's literally no other reason to go there. I have no idea why you would ever go there.
Well, I think from her Instagram, you would never know it from watching the show. Her daughters, especially the oldest, is very involved in a church in Newport Beach. So it might have some religious ties.
Do they watch Shannon Bedore in her Spanx in the hot tub?
And drinking drunk? Like a sot? I don't know. But I have seen on her Instagram, her daughter is very involved in the church. She sings in the church. She's like one of the singers on the stage, you know, jumping around.
Hmm.
So that could have something to do with why she went to Baylor.
Still weird.
Yeah. It's a Christian school, but.
All the way from California.
Yeah.
Does she know what Waco's like?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just from Dallas, and I would never want to go to Waco. I can tell you, I lived in Corpus for 2 years. Sorry if any Corpus people are listening to this.
Do you think Waco's worse than Corpus?
Yeah.
At least Corpus had a beach.
Yeah, Waco is worse than Corpus.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm too spoiled.
Yeah.
And I would never want to live in the country, and it feels very rural.
Yeah. I agree.
I can't do it.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? maybe.
I'm
in Colorado or something.
We've never been to Colorado.
No, but I could live there.
I want that. That's my New Year's resolution. Or to Utah, because we have to go see all of our blogger friends in Utah.
They live the life, man.
I know.
That's what I need.
Is it just like there's a market for blogging there? I'm not really.
I don't know. I think they, especially the people I watch, I started following because of their decorating
mm-hmm.
and their houses.
Mm-hmm.
Not just their lifestyle, but I kind of follow their lifestyle too now. And it's mm-hmm. like, man.
Well, that's how it is with
the life.
That blogger I follow, Kara Loren, and her son has diabetes.
Yeah.
She's a fashion blogger, but now I know all about her kid with diabetes.
Yeah, it becomes a reality show.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
See, everybody, I feel like in the year, what year is it? 2020? In 2050, everybody's going to have like a vlog channel. Yeah, and if you just want to find out what happened to my old friend, blah, 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 let me just look her up.
Yeah, and she's like, hi, I'm at Target on a Friday.
Went to Chili's first.
No, that's my vlog.
You go to Target on Friday, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for my vlog for this year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make The Bachelor. I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again until it comes. I'm going to go on dates on my vlog.
Yes.
But the only thing is, like, if I could just be like, okay, this is just for my vlog.
Can I go with you?
That
would work. And then they would know it's business. No funny business going on, sir.
This is for my vlog.
And this is my mom.
Well, I just want to be able to get out as fast as possible if I want to. See.
Well, why couldn't you do that anyway?
I don't know. Because if you go on a date, well, that's why you have to go on a date to, like, a coffee shop or something. Or a drink.
Yeah.
No dinner.
Oh, no. And if you need to leave, who cares? I gotta go.
I have the shits. Sorry. Bye. Everybody, that's a universal.
That's a universal escape.
Everybody knows. Nobody says it out loud, but everybody's done it. You know?
Had the shits?
Yeah.
Or said they had the shits.
No, nobody says it. That's the problem. It's like so taboo to have to be like, oh, I gotta.
My tummy hurts.
Yeah. No, I have the shits. That's all you need to know. I have to leave this date. So. So, yeah, that'll be, look forward to
I
that on my vlog.
I think you need to do it. I'm going to make sure you do it next week. Let's set something up for next week.
Okay, where am I going to find the date? On Bumble?
Get online.
Wouldn't that be, what if somebody messaged me, hey, do you want to go on a date for my vlog? I would say, yeah.
Well, how would anybody know that you were interested in that?
You can message them. That's what I'm saying. What if somebody messaged me and said, would you want to go on a date for my vlog? I would say yes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, how would they know that that's what you're up to? No, but you're saying if it were reversed,
yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I would say, how many subscribers do you have? And can you plug my channel?
Exactly. Hey, we're on to something.
I haven't seen it on YouTube yet. There's a lot of things on YouTube.
I have somebody for your first date.
Don't
we'll talk
them.
About it later.
I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yes, you are. Just think of the adventure.
Should I bring a rose?
No.
Will you accept this rose?
Bricks of Pepto.
It's. I don't really want the shits. That's my escape.
But if you have it in your purse, they'll believe
you. I'm like,
you.
Oh, excuse me. I just plop it down on the counter. I can't find my phone. Hold on.
And they'll believe you. Oh. She carries it with
and then
her.
You're recording, like, in the back, like, whenever you see, like, you remember on, what's that show? Million Dollar Matchmaker, how the camera would
yes.
be, like, in the corner
yes.
of the room.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
And we could do an earpiece.
Yeah. I could tell you what to say.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to be. I could find you a husband in a minute.
Yeah, so could I. Just walk outside. Does anybody want to be my husband?
No, we don't want a husband. We want some vlogging material.
I just want a vlog. They might want to be
Let her
vlog.
Shop!
Let her shop! That's Romy and Michelle, who are talking about Pretty Woman.
Yes. And what does Pretty Woman say? Oh, aren't you sorry now? Or no?
Well, this is the part where they don't let her shop.
I know, but then she comes back.
Oh, I've never seen Pretty
Woman. And she spends
a
bunch of money, and she runs into the same person, or she goes into the store with all of her bags, and she says, aren't you sorry now, or I'm going to have to look it up.
I don't know. I've never seen that movie. I'm too virgin eyes.
Did you get them?
Yeah.
Speaking of anything in that movie.
Speaking of virgin eyes, I just watched Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez, which I swear was like 20 years old, because it's 2020 now, and she looks 40 in that movie, and now she looks 25. She's doing some Benjamin Button reverse aging. I swear.
She is. And she's, if I may say, she looks less Mexican. I don't know what's happening.
Mexican!
She does, though.
She is getting, like,
she's lighter. She's got a lighter skin. but don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jennifer Lombard.
She's from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. That's actually Selena. She got the role of Selena and didn't know how to speak a word of Spanish. How about that? She had to take Spanish classes. Did you know that? No. Now you do.
That was like her first role in a movie, right?
Yes.
I love that movie. Anything for Selena?
It's because you're from Corpus.
No, I'm not. I liked that movie before I went there. They just that's their Bible there. But
and there's like a life-size building of Selena.
Statue. There is. And when all little girls turn 12, their mommies will sit them in front of the TV and they will watch Selena.
The movie. And watch her get gunned down, killed in cold blood.
That took a turn.
Traumatic.
Anything for Selena. Anyways.
So, how did we get over here?
Because
J-Lo.
Yeah.
Oh, watch Made in Manhattan. Yeah.
I did hear, though, in that Hustlers movie, she looks bad. I heard that from one of my clients. But I think they were trying to make her look bad. She's a stripper. I don't think she's trying to look like...
Yeah, she's not trying to be, like, beautiful, but...
She has a Monroe piercing, too.
Ew.
In the movie.
What's that? What's a Monroe piercing? On your lip?
Yeah. You know Marilyn Monroe's mole?
Oh.
They call that a Monroe. You get that pierce right there.
That's a Cindy Crawford mole.
I think Marilyn Monroe was first.
Well, she was if she had that, but I don't remember. But anyway. She was died before I was born. Well,
why would they call that a Monroe?
I don't know.
I'm telling you why.
Okay, but...
I'm telling you.
J-Lo got nominated for a Golden Globe for that stupid movie that probably 5 people saw. And I heard it's because they have nothing and nobody that can be nominated for anything. So they just kind of grabbing at famous people to have some kind of
that
audience.
Just reminded me, aren't the Grammys this weekend or next weekend?
I don't know.
I can't wait.
Who's the Grammys? Music?
Yes. Billie Eilish will make her first performance on the Grammys.
What did we see her perform on not too long ago? Because it was bad, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, they sang. Was that the Grammys?
Something. She was on in that
something else
crazy outfit.
Yeah, she sang her my least favorite song.
Yeah.
But and Claudia was there.
And then Pitbull and somebody else did a duet on Dancing with the Stars. And I said, why couldn't that have been on the show we watched last night? It would have been a lot more entertaining.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah. And
that wasn't that long ago.
Camila Cabello. And
yes.
Shawn Mendes.
Or Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Who's Michael Mendes? Oh, he's the one that killed his mother.
That's Menendez.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you see that the
whole thing's wrong?
Affluenza kid is back in jail.
Back in jail. That's ridiculous.
I know.
Just hope he doesn't kill somebody else.
I know.
The judge ought to go to jail.
I know. Can't believe you can make up a condition.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well.
The world is crazy. People are turning into boxes.
Well, now that we've come full circle, that I think that should conclude it. We've been on here for 50 minutes.
Wow, time flies.
I know.
Peanut Gallery even left.
Did he finish his puzzle? No.
No
I still
way.
See some. No, there's some pieces.
Peanut Gallery's doing a crossword puzzle. I mean, a jigsaw puzzle.
Okay, well, follow the vlog.
And stay tuned because The Bachelor is coming.
And also stay tuned for our business endeavors.
Yay!
All right. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. I'm Lindsay R. Traha.
And G. Traha Home. No. What is it?
Traha Home.
Traha Home.
I asked this old man at the gym what his phone number was to sign him up, and he said, I don't know. And I was like,
same thing. I don't know.
He said, I never call myself.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.